You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David just killed the music. I don't care. It's sunny. It's a Thursday. So much to do. David's had enough. All right, let's get into it because, people, I have news you can use. That's not the news. No, no, no. The news is much bigger. Much, much bigger. Nope, even bigger. The news is of biblical proportion. See, I have seen the future, people. History has foretold what the future will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here to tell you something. The Tigers, with their win, which we expected them to beat Houston. I don't know why people were scared of Houston. The Tigers win. Here's the scripture, y'all. Tigers are the fourth team ever to win a playoff series after being at least 10 games out of a playoff spot, at least 110 games deep into the season. And you will say, well, Michael, or Bleephole, depending on your perspective, what does that have to do with this team and what is this news you can use? Well, let me help you. The other three teams that have done it before you, the 2011 St. Louis Cardinals, the 1969 Mets, and the 1964 Cardinals. And once again, you will say, listen, you bearded New York butthole, what does this have to do with our team? And I will tell you, those three teams all went on to win the World Series. You play to win the games. Rico, I want to ask you right now, after... is this something or nothing? It's another way of asking the question. Because what I don't want people to do is call the show clutching their chandelier, but then they don't just want to say what's on their mind. If you believe this team's winning the World Series, then damn it, say it with your chest.
I think it's something. Because here's the thing that all three of those teams had to do, Mike. And it's what the Tigers did. You started playing playoff baseball in September. You're in that mindset where every game counts. Every game you had to figure out a way to win because you couldn't afford to lose anything and give up any ground. As the Twins were twinning, you had to keep pace, and then you overcame them. So I can see that because the Cards, you know, they're the World Series champions with the worst record ever. You know, the 69 Mets, the Miracle Mets, like Cards, I have no idea what they were. That was sick. That was before my time. Before
what are you kidding
saved.
Me? You were a junior in high school in 64. The point I'm making is, can we look back throughout history and look at the three other examples of teams like you, minus the 73 Mets? The 73 Mets had a different qualifying stat. Their stat was about being on August 11th, at least eight games. It was different. But is there something to getting hot at the right time of year? Is there something to momentum, miraculous, magic, whatever it is? And yes, there has to be a level of it that the team's just good. But, guys, this is magical. You know, you had a guy in Andy Ibañez yesterday who hadn't hit a baseball in 2 months. 0-2 count against Josh Hader. He doesn't just get a hit. He clears the bases with a double. You got a guy in Zach McKinstry who hits 170, double. You got pitchers who, look, you can't say it enough. All their numbers in the minors are terrible. They come up here to Mariano Rivera. Look, there's a magic to it. Part of it is this team's good. Part of it is it's magic. Does history give us a window into what we're about to enjoy? Now, I said this yesterday in the postgame show that I still don't understand how I'm a part of. And I said, Tigers in four over the Guardians. I stated my case before the playoffs started.
They're going to lose a game?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You're right. Tigers in three. Tigers 118, Guardians two. But the point I'm making is there something we can take out of historical context to teams getting hot at the right time? Mm-hmm. We didn't respect Houston, you and I. Win. I don't have a lot of respect for the Guardians because it's a Spider-Man meme. They're kind of like you. And your magic just feels way more relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I told you from the beginning, the only team that I think will stop your ride is the Yankees. Plus, that's radio gold. It's me versus everybody. But does history tell us something? 248-539-9797. Because as we know, again, I mean, factually true, and it's a fun soundbite.
Yeah, history does tell us this, Mike, because, yeah, this...
And shame on David for not adding the other soundbites I wanted. He said you rejected them. I'm not going to bring up why. It's hurtful. We'll continue. It's hurtful, and we'll just continue. And, David, I thought you were on my side.
No, it is hurtful.
We'll continue. I'm leaving it alone. We'll continue.
Okay. David?
No.
You go ahead.
No.
Say something.
No, there's nothing to say. We are moving on. You're a real problem, David.
No, David's not the problem.
Continue along.
I forgot what I was going to say.
It's okay. Kenny, while Rico thinks, David, does history give us a window into what we're going to see moving forward with this baseball team?
Look, I understand and I get what the stat is saying. Yes, it's wonderful. The Cardinals, what they did in 2011, 1969 Mets. In the 1964 Cards, I get that. But this may be weak, but those teams didn't have to do what the Tigers have to do. There was no wild card round. There was just four teams in the playoffs back then, and it was much easier to get through a couple rounds and do what you need to do.
Why do you have to use facts?
They have a lot more to do.
Those teams had to, especially the Mets, had to come from like,
they did.
Way behind just to finally catch up. Because, David, I do think that this is sustainable because you've learned how to manage every pitch, every bat, because you had to win every game. You just don't forget that all of a sudden. I mean, you saw that just going to Houston. Like, they figured it out. Okay, let's just work this out. Let's get this run. Let's get a run here. Let's bring in this guy to stop these hitters. You've been managing games like this for a month that I do think it puts them in an advantageous spot where they can continue this.
Yeah, but and I understand why someone calling in would say, yes, this can continue, but this five-game series, that's what it's going to have to be. It's much different from a three-game series against the White Sox, a three-game series against the Rockies, a three-game series in the regular season against the Orioles. It's totally different. Mm-hmm. And I, as a fan, I sit there on the edge of my seat like yesterday when we don't have Scooble on the mound, and I wonder, is every piece going to work the way it needs to again in the playoffs?
Yeah, David, I get it. You've been stealing games. Let's just be for real. When Scooble's not out on the mound, you have been stealing games left and right. A five-game series, to me, is the max. Now, you get to the seven-game series, you're playing the Yankees or the Royals. Now, that's where it's going to get problematic because you're going to have to steal a lot of games, especially in New York, under the bright lights of New York City. I don't know if they could do this, but they have been so hot. I don't think they can get out of their own way. They're just winning this despite any type of logic. Makes no sense. But the fact that they've been playing playoff baseball for an entire month.
See, now you brought up something that's different. See, now it's a window into, like, me after 24 years in this business. It is very hard for me to put aside pragmatism and not be cynical. And in order to believe in this team, you have to put that aside. You do. I mean, it's no different than the 0-2 A's. Actually, it is. They had three really good starting pitchers. You have one. But the mix and match and the managerial genius of A.J. Hinch, I don't doubt any of those things. I doubt the pieces he has.
Right.
But I said to you starting, what, 2-3 weeks ago, Rico, I'm done trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're not slowing down, and neither are the Twins. I think they got a real shot to get in. Once we started to get towards, okay, who are they going to play, what did we say? Give me Houston. They look old. They look tired. They look like the 0-4 Lakers. I think we can get them. What did you do? You got them.
Mm-hmm.
But as you move forward, I happen to agree with Rico, David, is that, look, a 7-game set, much less two of them, mind you, two of them, to win it all. It is very hard for me to get out of my own head and what I know about the sport and go, okay, no problem. This'll just roll. They've got one starter and all the, look, you saw a couple cracks in this series, whether it was Foley almost blowing game one, whether it was, I know he didn't get hit hard, but things happen. Remember, you've gotten every break now for a month and a half. You almost blew game two. You wonder, okay, as it continues to ratchet up, and I ask more of you more often, that's hard for me. But, and they're just not stopping. So I am not mad at all. I've given you the historical context. If you believe they're winning it all, you have history on your side. The other three teams that have done what you've done, they won it all. Mm-hmm. Now, David used nasty little facts about how there weren't extra rounds in the playoffs. Thanks a lot, preacher poopy pants. But for the rest of us who want to enjoy our Thursday, you tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
No, because here's the thing. Unless the Tigers are willing to do something irresponsible with Skubal, I don't see how they can go through not one, but 2 7-game series.
And when Rico says irresponsible, it's the Madison Bumgarner plan. Or the Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling plan with the Diamondback. The idea of pitching him more or aggressive, I don't see it. And I don't want to endanger the future of the franchise. This kid is already at 200 innings when he only pitched 85 last year. Now, if you make this run, all right, we're going to, God willing, get another six good innings here against the Guardians in game two, which is, look, game one, a little bit of a free roll. Game two, as long as you get it, I'm setting up a wild card series where I got 2 out of 3 at home. Mm-hmm. So, again, if he pitches once, maybe twice in that series, you start to add these innings up. Before you know it, you're going to be a 230 inning.
Right. He's already got hit by in the right hand twice so far in the last 2 weeks.
Not his pitching hand. We don't care.
Correct. And but then
put an oven mitt on.
But the whole back stiffness, I was like, wait, what just happened here?
Because hydration.
I thought he was angry at the ump. He wouldn't turn around. I'm like, okay, no, there's something really going on here.
If you've ever wanted to hear, not that you'd want to hear this, but if you want to know what it would sound like if Dan Dickerson, his heart stopped live on air. And Dan was like, our sound effect that we like, oh, no, oh, no. It was unbelievable. Live on the air, because at first he's like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, we wanted that call. And then cutscene, heart stopped, moment realized. That was actually Dan Dickerson live on 97.1 when Skubal cramped up. And then you're like, okay, whatever. It's a Charlie horse. We're going to be okay. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you guys. Does the historical, is there any relevance to the stat we brought up? And do you actually believe today the sun came up? You're in the ALDS. I don't think anyone's afraid, and you shouldn't be. If you like Vegas betting lines, Guardians minus 120, Tigers even money to win the series. That's as coin flippy as it gets. Mm-hmm. I actually would make you the favorite because you're red hot. I need to see Stephen Kwan in one piece. I also need to see Cleveland's starting pitching show up. Their pen is every bit as good as yours.
Right.
But we'll get to it. All right. Does that sound good? Sounds I missed like anything?
No.
All right. David, add the rest of that sound, will you please? Not the ones Rico's worried about. Just keep it going.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, before we get to the people, we've provided some historical context for what the Tigers are doing. The question is, do you believe it's relevant? Do you believe they're taking it the whole way? David has ticket text. We'll get to the callers. What do you got? Let me hear what the people have to say.
Ibanez has one extra base hit in the month of September, one bases loaded extra base hit in October. Hinch managing the ultimate situational baseball, Tony in Oxford.
Okay, timeout. Timeout. I can't do this. Yes, the guy over a career has killed left-handed pitching. Yes. He was like 6-for-80 his last month and a half. What? Come on, man. The player coming through in that spot, I got a hard time with that one as far as Hinch goes. That's called miracle. 0-2 count against Hader. Ball in play by like a foot. It's miraculous. Not everything has to be a masterstroke. Guy's been in a baseball in a month and a half.
You mean everything's not like Jim Leyritz, the patron god of
October? Right. No, I'm just saying, like, AJ should be manager of the year here, yeah. But, like, come on now. We don't have to falsely attribute everything. He put a guy in there who over a lifetime hits lefties, and he goes, this is the best option I got, even though the guy isn't hit anything. And, of course, he gets a hit.
Because, well, stuff.
Seems like every guy on this Tigers team takes care of an issue, and we have no issues. World Series, John in Lansing.
Quote, we have no issues. It's going to be a long day today.
Nolan Romulus.
No, the Tigers won again.
I don't have it. David ruined it.
No, I didn't.
He turned it off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
I was doing stuff during the break. I'm sorry.
Damn it, David.
I mean, we don't need to hear that anymore anyway.
Heather, please.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Heather, for God's sakes.
That's not Heather. That's AI.
Told you people were excited about the Tigers winning. My goodness. The hell's going on in the mornings?
You know what? The Tigers won again. All right, let's go.
I think I'd rather.
Why does she sound like Marge Simpson?
Sometimes you don't ask why, and the audio gods just bestow you a gift. David?
I'm ready for a headline saying AJ is in bed with stallions. Only way to explain the turnaround. Go Tigers. Nick in Atlanta.
I'll leave that alone. Michigan's got their multiple cheating scandals now. Sign the Chinese government.
Agree with David. The Tigers have a lot of moving pieces that all need to turn out just right. But that being said, I think the Tigers are going to keep rolling.
I think they'll beat Cleveland. I do. But it's hard for me to get beyond that. So go ahead and tell me I'm a horrible human being.
No, someone's texting and saying they're more scared of Cleveland than the Yankees. The Guardians actually have pitching, and that's what you're scared of.
You do realize the Yankees have a top five bullpen, right? You do realize they have Gerrit Cole. Like, I mean, we don't need to make things up. I mean, I hate to break it to you. Like, Marcus Stroman won't be pitching in that series. Am I allowed to say that, or should
no,
I just...
No, and you got Aaron Judge. No, you're good.
Nah, the fat CC Sabathia is not pitching.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Leave it on. A lot of bad memories. It always bothered me how much his neck sweat. He had like the Adam's apple fountain. It's like, CC, you're out here at 370. Maybe that's why, you know, we got a problem.
He out there like Fat Thor.
Go ahead.
The 2024 Tigers are like the 2012 San Francisco Giants who beat the Tigers. The Giants only had Mad Bum, and that's it. Okay. David is officially negative Nancy. I don't listen to anything he has to say on the Tigers anymore. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's unfortunately a state of society now. Tell me I'm pretty or I'm not listening.
Oh, yeah.
That's disappointing. You've basically made it CNN and Fox News. You have to be able to talk about your teams, guys. And if you don't want to and you just want to grab your chandelier, do it. But, like, it's okay for David to have that opinion.
Stat doesn't mean anything. Teams in the 60s may as well have worn leather baseball helmets.
That much is true. I'm sorry, I was trying to have fun. My bad. Damn it.
Someone says, Rico, yes, she really said that. I texted him that soundbite. Yes, she said that. John, eat me.
Remarkable. Remarkable. And just imagine the sound you didn't let me put in the system. 248-539-9797.
It'd be the first walkout.
Moving on. Let's go to Anthony to lead things off. 97.1. What's up, Anth?
What's up, Mike? How you guys doing? Love
Excellent.
The show.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, can I get a whoa, Doug? I haven't heard that in forever.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's on my board. I will research while you give us your take.
I just want to enjoy victory today, dude. I mean, like, we all know this. We weren't expecting this to happen over the last few months, and we got to this point. We're playing with house money. Yeah, I think we can go all the way. I am personally more worried about Cleveland than New York. I'm walking, Judge. Walk the big hitters. Come on, let's go. I'm worried about Cleveland. Let's get through Cleveland, and then we'll, you know, let's worry about today and not worry about tomorrow. You know what I mean?
So I like, look, you played even in the prior version of your team, Anthony, that wasn't very good. You played Cleveland head up to a, 7-6 record throughout the season. Their offense struggles. You got to work your way around J-Ram. But look, man, you're going to be in the types of games you want to be in, and they're heavily left-handed. You have the weaponry to kind of navigate. Nothing will ever be easy for this team, Anthony, because they're not that good. They're good enough, and they're hot, and they're confident. But nothing will ever be easy. You're playing Moneyball because your total payroll is $19 million, and Josh Hader makes $19 million himself. You're doing this because it's what you have to do. Even AJ said it before the game. I don't think this would carry through a whole season. Your manager's saying it. You're doing what you have to do, so you got to lose the illusion anything will be easy. But it's effective. And in this finite window, they can execute it.
It works. This team believed that they actually believe that everybody's going to go to the plate and be a hero, whether you're
I believe it
and
now.
And when they get to the mound, they just know, you know what? I'm not going to let my teammates down. I will deliver.
I'm at a point with this team. They could send Akil Baddoo to the dish in the bottom of the ninth, 0-2 count, bases juiced, and he'll hit a grand slam. Mm-hmm. In fact, it'll land on the roof of the DAC. That's where I've arrived at with the team. It's just, it doesn't matter. If they need it, they're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can that continue? It's hope and fun versus pragmatism. And it's a really, I admit, now I've stepped back and I've just said, I'm just done trying to figure it out.
Because basically it boils down to, can you get 10 more wins just like that?
Correct. Let's go over to Glenn, 97.1. Glenn, what's going on?
Hey guys, not much. I'm usually calling about the Lions, but I've just been in awe of what the Tigers have done. So I genuinely think, if they can win with Scooble in every series, I think they honestly have a good shot of winning the whole thing. And I've just been like listening to you guys, and I'm like, how is it over like 30 games they're this elite? And the more I've dug and I'm watching YouTube University, I genuinely think this Tigers team could change the way baseball is becoming. I think starting pitching after this, if the Tigers go all the way, is honestly going to become something of the past.
Oh no.
Where you start several pitchers like this,
all
because
right, Glenn, can I have a conversation with you and no one else is listening? Like Rico left and no one in Detroit's listening. Glenn, I really hope what you're saying isn't true. Because what I will tell you, and then look, I want to say this to you, man to man, and I don't want you to judge me. I want to win. I understand this is how they have to play. I hate this style of baseball. I hate this.
That's fair. I just generally think, like, with what the Golden State Warriors did in the 2000s with basketball, revolutionized three-point shot.
They didn't revolutionize it. They ruined basketball. They made the NBA largely unwatchable. I know, Glenn, I'm scared.
I think Tigers pitching is changed because you have a bunch of guys coming from the minor leagues who are literally coming in and pitching shutout innings.
Yep.
What the genius of this is, for example, you have Maeda, starting pitcher, sucked. Now he comes in as a reliever, only pitching two innings, starting against the bottom hitters in the order. his ERA has been cut in half.
It's an example of analytics being great for winning, and you're 100% right, Glenn, and I'm scared that you're right. It is also how analytics ruin the watchability of sports.
And I agree. It kind of worries me, but I guess in this matter, I don't think money needs to be allocated for starting pitchers anymore. You have to get the best bats in the game because now it all comes down to hitting. I can't explain how the Tigers are hitting so well. That befuddles me. That may be voodoo.
The
statistics can back it up that it's better to have one guy pitch two innings than have one guy pitch seven.
100%. The more exposure you get as a pitcher,
game.
I agree. I don't want that, but I can't argue with
it's
Glenn.
The Warriors. Okay.
And they've ruined the NBA.
Or Odell Beckham Jr. one-handed catch. Now every receiver has to do that.
And Odell ruined my life. 248-539-9797. And that's not disrespect. You're playing the way you need to play to win. Understand, I felt the same way about the Tampa Rays. I hated the way they played. I want starting pitching. I want the same line. I want the best players to get 4 or 5 at-bats. I'm a boomer. But you're doing what you need to do to win, and I get it.
Yeah, you want 3 starting pitchers that you know. Okay, I got these 3 guys. I can get 2.
I want Andy Pettitte versus Tom Glavin. Throwdown. Playoff style. Remarkable. Let's get to the people. You are the 4th team in history to win a playoff series after being at least 10 games out, at least 110 games deep in the season. The other 3, the 69 Mets, the 64 Cards, and the 2011 Cards, all went on to win the World Series. Something or nothing. And really, it just comes down to your belief in this. You know, you listened to the show. We wanted Houston. I thought you'd beat Houston. You did. I think you're going to beat the Guardians. I think it's Tigers in 4. However, I happen to think it ends after that. And that is in no way negative. And that is in no way a shot at the team. This has been one of the most remarkable things in my 20 years with you guys in this city. This has been one of the most remarkable things, if not the most remarkable, I've ever seen. Ever. You don't see things that have, in essence, a 0% chance of happening happen. It's remarkable. But I want to know if you think they can carry it further and that they can go beyond the ALCS, that they could go and win a World Series. No one's saying it's impossible, but I wanted to know if you were bought in at that level. And if you want to just live day by day, I have no problem with that. I totally understand. Yes, you're staring at me in judgment. I feel judged.
How do you feel judged?
No, that's just your general look. My point is,
I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Well, then tremendous. David, take a text and I'll go back to the callers. Just a couple, please.
Whatever the Tigers do is gravy. Get swept by Cleveland or beat the Fields in the World Series. I'm just enjoying the ride. Go Tigers. Scott from Detroit.
All right. That's a day by day.
Yes,
got it.
Correct. I have the topmost confidence in the Tigers. They look like they aren't even tired. It's the end of the year, and they look like they're just getting started. They're fresh and healthy. Yes, they can do what those teams did.
Okay.
AJ said himself, you couldn't pitch the rotation this way for a season. This is not going to change baseball. At least I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't, too, but I don't want to do that topic because people will not, they will not allow themselves to think in 2 different terms. They're going to take it as negative when it's not. So I really don't feel like dealing with it. It's like if David tells me he doesn't like Mexican food, that doesn't mean David's bad, right? I don't have to like this style of ball. I've always found it to be a bit of a cheat code, a bit cheap, a bit fluky. The bottom line is, if it's involving a team that we talk about on a daily basis and it's gotten them to the playoffs and it can get us a parade down Woodward, I will support it for selfish reasons. Yeah. But when you're asking me, like, PSA, Jeff Rieger's a scumbag. Rieger asked me the question on the postgame last night, but you really don't like Moneyball. I go, no, I don't. It's just not my style of baseball. Then the idiot goes out and, oh, Mike doesn't like the way the Tigers play. That wasn't the context of the conversation, jackass.
Wait, Rieger got something wrong and misquoted you.
Yeah, beyond his hairline.
There's the breaking news sounder right there.
What a POS.
No, what the Tigers are doing, it's not sustainable. It's like winning the office pool because you're picking your favorite mascot when you have to pick games. Has nothing to do with what happens on the field. It's just, oh, you know, I like turtles. I like this. I like that. And you're winning. And it doesn't make any sense. But what can I say It's working for now,
and you support it for now.
Right.
But if you ask me the question of do I want to see the whole sport go this way,
right.
No, it'd be a nightmare.
Yeah,
I have no desire for that. Let's go to the people. Go to Justin, 97.1. Justin, what's up, brother?
Hey, Mike, appreciate you having me on, man.
Yes, sir. Rico. What's going on?
Hey, so you provided three historical examples of the type of run that the Tigers are on, but let me give you three recent ones you didn't mention. The last three World Series winners, 23 Rangers, had two separate six-game winning streaks in mid to late September. The 22 Astros finished 16-6 down the stretch in September. 21 Braves finished 12-2 down the stretch in September. So all three of the last World Series winners have entered the postseason on an absolute heater.
Mm-hmm.
And what have the Tigers done? I mean, you combine all three of those records, and that's the type of run that the Tigers are on right now. So they are far and away the hottest team in baseball. And if you look at the recency of it, that's the type of team that has been winning the World Series.
So what do you think?
Well, what I was going to say is the way that this next series stacks out, they have games on Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. And if you look at the whole pitching chaos, A.J. Hinch stacking his bullpen, he's going to have fresh arms for the first three games of the series. I say Tigers in four. And you know what? Tigers have won it all this year.
There it is.
I'm believing in them all the way through.
And I don't have an issue with it. I don't. I'm not mad if anyone believes. Because right now, Justin, to your point, it isn't slowing down. But it is, I mean, Justin, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, I can't be anybody else than who I am. Like, I try to be pragmatic, and I am cynical. It's very hard to go, wait, so this is Bo Brisky's just going to be Mariano Rivera now? Like, this is the world I exist in? But it keeps happening. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, I'll roll with it. I'm not against
the thing with postseason baseball. The teams that get hot are the ones that can neutralize a powerful offense with their pitching staff. That's exactly what the Tigers have shown that they can do, not only down the stretch, but in this first series against the Astros. And, you know, I think that the Cleveland Guardians have a similar lineup construction to the Astros.
It's top heavy.
And I can really see them doing that as well. And
I agree with you. No, I listen. I think I really do appreciate the interesting note about the last 3 years. I think that's really intriguing, really interesting, and it's valuable. 21, 22, 23, the hottest team that entered the gates, won.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the hottest team? The Tigers.
Right. I just think there's a difference, though. Those three teams all had superstars. All right. Those three teams had you know what? Doesn't matter.
No, come on.
Those three teams all had superstars. Point to, other than Tarek Skubal and maybe Riley Green, who is your superstar on this team?
You don't have a 25 home run hitter. You don't have a 75 RBI guy.
You don't have a Simeon. You don't have a Seager. You don't have an Acuna. You don't have any of that.
Who stole 25 bags.
Right.
You don't have, you know, pitchers plural. Like Kenny, I get it.
It's a minimum requirement. You have to be hot this time of year.
All right, here's the other one. What is it? 9 of the last 12 World Series champs have a top 10 payroll. Yes, I understand all of those things, but it's flying in the face of what we're watching.
I by the way, I'm on the ride. I'm believing in this team. I'm enjoying the ride. I'm taking it day by day. I'm more with you that I approach it in a more pragmatic way. And when you start bringing up teams that have had bona fide superstars the last 3 years, I can't get on board with that.
So you're preparing yourself for the end, is what you're
saying. No, I'm enjoying it every single day.
No, because I'm enjoying it, but you know.
Everybody in the room believes we're beating Cleveland. No?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's not preparing for the end.
No, no, no. Not winning the World Series.
Listen, man. I mean, take it from somebody whose team spends $500 million a year and we haven't even gotten to the World Series since 2009. You can't prepare to win the World Series.
Right.
It's really effing hard.
And I think saying they'll beat Cleveland and make it to the ALCS, something we thought a month and a half ago was way out of this world.
David, on September 9th, they were plus 50,000. To win the World Series. Today they're plus 1,200.
But if you're
not a bad person.
That's all I'm saying. And people listening, if you think we're negative saying that, that's like saying the Lions are going to win 10 games and everyone's saying 14. You're negative. It's still positive.
Agreed.
That too, Heather.
No, stop it. Right now, her and John are a separate matter. 248-539-9797. God, Rico's uncomfortable. So a little something special. Normally, this would be the time we do a little football, but not today because... And we have such a petty, catty POS on the show. He's got Spring training receipts, David Music.
Now here's the beauty of it. We would normally do this.
High level production, everybody. Savor it.
At the end of the season, but you know what? The regular season's over and they're still winning. So we may be doing this in November. So David said, how about we do it today?
Okay, then.
So here we go. Back in spring training, we said, Colt Keith, over under 14 and a half home runs. Mike, you had over. David, you had over. Kenny, you had over. I took the under. He hit 13.
God! Why does the person who's negative win? Next.
Tarek Skubal, over under 128 and a half strikeouts.
I said over because wow. I had him top three in the Cy Young.
He had 228.
Woo!
Mike, you went over. Kenny, you went over. David and I went
How
under.
Could I have gone over? I'm so negative. Next.
Tigers wins. Over under 84 and a half.
I had 85.
The Tigers won 86. Mike, you let somebody talk you down.
No.
You went under.
Ah!
Oh, no.
You were positive, and then David, you went under. Kenny went under. I was the only one who believed in this team.
No, stop it.
I went over.
Stop it.
Longest winning streak for the Tigers, 6.5.
I probably said under because I don't believe in predicting 7, 8, 9 game winning streaks in baseball. Watch, guaranteed.
The longest streak they had was 6, and we all went under.
Yes!
Longest losing streak for the Tigers, over under 6.5.
Oh, Christ.
Their actual longest losing streak was 5.
What did we say?
Mike, you went under.
Yes!
David,
how could someone so negative
over.
Be so positive?
I went
you
over.
Went under.
Oh, I did. Wow.
Kenny, you went under. I didn't believe in him.
Because you're a piece
over.
Of garbage.
Javi Baez.
Why don't you go back to New York?
Javi Baez, OPS. Yeah, oh. I need a slice of Sbarro's pizza.
America's pizza.
His OPS over under 0.675, 675.
I hate his guts. I had to have said under.
He actually had 516.
Yeah, it's the lowest OPS in baseball history for a guy who plays every day.
David, you said under. Kenny, you said under. I went over. I thought he would fix his. Mike said there's no way in the world.
He could be worse.
He can be worse. I'm going over. He went under. Spencer Torkelson, over under 23 and a half home runs.
He guilty. Actually, I went over. I bet you I said he was going to hit 40.
He actually hit 10.
Just a bit under. I went over, though, right? Being the negative piece of garbage I am.
You know what? You can go back to New York. We all went over.
Yes!
I went over?
We all...
False optimism.
What?
Riley Green doubles. Over, under, 29 and a half.
I like Riley.
He actually hit 27.
Oh, no.
Mike, you went over. You believed in Riley.
But I'm so negative.
Kenny, you went over. David, you went over. I went over as well.
You know, this is a surefire way to say positivity doesn't pay. If I were just a curmudgeon, I'd be sweeping the board.
Gio Urshela RBIs.
Oh,
over under 50.5.
He
actually had 37.
I had to say under.
Being negative paid off, Mike.
Thank God.
You went under.
Thank Christ.
David.
You can't back a guy with a broken pelvis.
Kenny. You went under. Congratulations. I went over. I thought that he would hit over 50 RBIs.
This is so difficult.
Kerry Carpenter home runs. Over under.
Kerry Bomb. Kerry Bonds.
Over under 20 and a half.
I don't know because
he actually hit 18.
I know he doesn't play against lefties, which means pragmatism. I might have said under. I don't know what I said.
You were so positive you went over, Mike. You believe.
But I'm so negative.
You believe.
I should just go back to New York. Damn it.
David. You believed as well. You went over. Kenny, slick back hair, Kenny, you believed.
And we all got burned.
You believed in the carpenter.
Yeah. We got screwed.
We all.
Hey, you believe in one too. It's just he works on Sundays.
We all didn't get burned here. I went under.
You such
a... Parker Meadows, RBIs, over under 56 and a half. He actually had 28.
I have no idea what I said. I can't even begin to guess.
I went over. Kenny, you went over. David, you believed as well. You went over. Michael, on his way to the airport heading back to New York, he went under.
Yes! Negative. Negativity pays. My Nona always told me.
Now, will the Tigers win the Central?
I said no to this.
There was only one idiot that said yes.
Is it me?
Oh, it's probably me.
You want yours first, Kenny?
Yes, please.
Kenny, you are not the idiot.
All right, not the idiot.
You want to take a chance, David?
No, it can't be me.
You said no.
Okay. Whew.
Somebody in this room.
You.
I said yes.
Oh.
Michael, you said no.
Negativity pays. 248.
Now, for these next two,
okay,
David gave me the blessing to go ahead.
Okay.
Because technically, we don't know, but I think we know.
Okay.
This is going to make sense in a second.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is cryptic.
Will Tarik Skubal be in the top three for Cy Young voting?
I said yes to this.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. So this was one that technically we don't know, but I think we do know.
I believed.
You did say yes, Mike. You've been saying that since the very beginning. So I'm not even going to draw this out with drama. Go ahead and hit something.
I don't have any good for you.
David, would Tarik Skubal finish in the top three for Cy Young voting?
I said no.
You said no?
Yeah.
Kenneth, did you say yes or did you say no?
I think I said yes.
You did not. You said no.
So negative.
Don't worry. I said no as well.
I believe what nobody else believes.
And
I hate when people do that. Go ahead.
Finally, I think we can go ahead and say this. Who would be the Tigers MVP for this year?
Please tell me I said Skubal. Please.
I said Riley Green. He was an all-star, but I don't think he's going to be the Tigers MVP. David, you were right there with me. You said Riley Green, an all-star, but I don't think he will be the MVP. Kenny, you said Tarik Skubal.
Oh, wow, okay.
I got a feeling he's going to be the MVP.
Yeah, I think I did well there.
Michael, take a bow. You said Tarik Skubal.
Yes!
Once again, we don't know, but I think we do know.
Right.
He's going to be in the top three of Cy Young. He's going to be the team MVP.
It's so, like kids out there. I mean, you kind of know the Tooth Fairy ain't real. It ain't real.
So, yeah. So, there you go. From way back in March when we did this.
I feel very good about this.
You should. I don't know why you hate this segment so much.
Because you're petty.
How am I petty? It's your answers.
It's difficult.
I'm the only one that thought they would win over, 85 games.
So. Oh, hell. All right. Go ahead.
Those are your Tigers receipts for the regular season. 97-1.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.